Kum lernen a blat gemara. We're up to today's blat nun hey, amar aleph, metzay shvus, tov shin nein test. We'll start nun dalar on a base. There's a Mishnah, maise behema. When you're doing maise behema, the behemas have to be where? How far apart may they be from each other? Mistare, if we can combine, kum lerego behema roya. As far as the behemas that's under the care of a roya, how far apart they are from each other? The kama regel behemer, so how far apart is that? Tezayin mil. How you ben elu? Tezayin mil. 16 mil. Or 16 mil. We are.
A mil is approximately a kilometer, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay. We just. Top of the page. How you. What happens? Between one end of the animals and the other end was 32 mil. Aim and starfish, they don't combine. Where do you get 32 mil? Just a mingle 16, more we'll ask. What happens if in the middle there was a couple of sheep, then these sheep that's in the middle combine the ones on the side, they combine as if there's 10 altogether. We'll soon think more what that means. That made Rameen says, Hayardin Mafsik Maisa Behemoth. The Jordan River is Mafsik from Maisa Behemoth. The animals on one side of the Jordan River, and on the other side, they don't combine. Thinking about the first woman, Hanamili. How do you know that you can combine in such a big distance? It says in Pasik. What is it? I am oid. All the parts of it, all the regions of it, all oid. Will come a day tavorna that will pass hatzoin the tzoin ayide moina by counting them. The Ebisha says tavorna passing is the same word we use for ma'isa behema, which is your kolasi avetachal shavet, and therefore through a moina. And a moina, the counter is what something that's in the middle, that's something that's able to count them together. That's the way to be counted. The Gemara. We decided that 60 mil is what a lawyer generally can see from that distance. This is actually referring to the end of the Mishnah. What is it in the Mishnah? It says, if you had, let's say, in the middle, a couple of animals, maybe you ma'asan be'emtza. If you have a couple of animals in the middle, they can combine, let's say, less than 16 amas on the meal on the right, 16 meal on the left. And you have a couple in the middle, then they can all combine together to the middle.
The distance between the middle is 16 kilometers.
So if you have something in the middle, it combines, it come over there, but combines all of them together. So how many have to be in the middle? Rav holds. When do we say that if you have mice, when do you say that if you have mice more than 16 amos or a mil apart, and you have some animals in the middle, they can combine it only if the animals in the middle makes it 10. You need the middle to make it 10. You have chomish mekan, v'chomish mekan, v'chomish me'emtza. You have 60 mil on the right, 60 mil on the left, and then you have 5 in the middle. So this 5 in the middle could combine with either side to make it 10. Dehane, chomish, chazil hocha, v'chazil hocha. These 5 are suitable here, 5 are suitable there. Shmuel says, no, you don't need that the one in the middle should make it complete as a 10. Afilu chomish mekan, v'chomish mekan. You have 5 on the one side, 5 on the other side. Echad be'emtza. And this echad adds nothing to the one on the right or adds nothing to the one on the left. Still combined. Chazin and l'roya commanded koyoche. We imagine the roya standing here. We just said that the roya can see up to 16 mil. So he combines the two. V'karine be'mayna. And we say they can be counted together. We'll ask a few questions. Mesel asks a question. There are 5 animals in Kvar Chananya. And you had Chomish Bekvar Ritoni. You had 5 in Kvar Ritoni. There's 32 mil between these two places. Aim is Tafra. They cannot combine, obviously. Adji Yehele Achaz Betzapoli. We need how many in Tzapoli? 1.
That's
clear,
right?
It's small. That's the middle. So you see the midpoint, all you need is 1. You don't need that the midpoint should complete the others to make it 10. To Yuvta, the Rav Akasha, Rav, and this is beautiful, you see the Gemara. Targum Shmuel Udanav. You see so many times that the people they won, they could have walked away happy. No, they stand now and defend their friend. We learn Shmuel Udanav. You're going to show you Teisha Mekan. There were nine here, but Teisha Mekan and nine here, but Achaz Be'emza. There were nine here, and there were nine here, and one in the middle. The fact is that this, he's talking about a case here, you have nine on one side, and nine on the other side, and only one in the middle. When it says one in the middle, it's still, if it can complete both of them to ten. It doesn't say there were five on both sides, it doesn't say, yeah. So when it says, Echad B'tzipayit, it's talking about there were nine on both sides. So it's a new case, even though the Mishnah Braisa said five here, five there. Then the second part of the Braisa says if there's one in the middle, that case of one in the middle, talking about there's nine there and nine there. Now Yichazil Hocha v'Chazil Hocha, it can complete either one. Amar Papa said Papa Lushmuel, and according to Shmuel, I feel a roi mitzvah, even if he had no sheep in the middle, but a shepherd is standing there, and is, you know, and he can combine both ends, five here and five there, and combine them. But I feel a kelev shoroi mitzvah, even if it's implements are there, yeah. It combines them as well. Why? Because eventually the royal will have to get it to retrieve his bags. So therefore he can be mitzad of them. We're left nun hey of an aleph, about eight lines on the top. So we have a machlek, we're talking about the maisa behema, that you need ten, and we learned from a pasuk that you can, the Mishnah said you can combine, you don't need all ten standing together, as long as within 16 kilometers of each other they can be combined. If they're more than 16 kilometers of each other, they cannot be combined. Unless there's something in the middle, in the midpoint between the two, that is less than 60 kilometers, max of 60 kilometers each side, so they can combine them. According to Rav, the one in the middle, it has to be needed to be combined. For example, there's five in the end and five in the middle, so then you can combine it, and then five at the other end, so you can combine it. And the other shmuels, it makes no difference. You can have nine there, and you can have, what do you call it? Four there, and two in the middle. So they can combine them all. Or you have five there, and one in the middle. You can combine them all. So, and now we're saying, according to Shmuel, you don't even need that there should be a sheep in the middle. Even the shepherd is standing there, or his objects are there, it's good enough. What about his dog? The whole part is that if he leaves his belongings there, he'll go and retrieve it. What about his dog? His dog, he can give a whistle, and his dog will come without him having to go there. Since he can just summon the dog to come, he doesn't even have to go there, so maybe there's nothing to combine. Sometimes the dog refuses to go, as Becca is called, he'll have to sometimes go there and retrieve it. The question, that's good enough. We're up to the two dots, about eight lines, nine lines on the top of the page. Nun hei yom aleph. Rameir says, Hayardin mafsik le maise behema. Rameir holds that the Jordan interrupts from maise behema. Omar Rab Ami says, Rab Ami, what's the word? Why is the Yardin something specific about the Yardin, or is the fact that there's a river there? Said Rab Ami, it's not the Yardin, it's the river. The river is mafsik, unless it's a bridge that allows you to cross over. Lo yishanu el she'ein shom geshe, there's no bridge, so therefore it does not connect what's on one side of the river and the other side. Avol yeshom geshe, there's a bridge there. Geshe mitzar from the bridge combines them together. Alma, the reason is, the whole problem here is they're not close to each other, that's all. Meisel asks a question. It says, Hoyu loy bishnei evre hayasana, but I say there were shnei evre yardin.
So is it Dafka the yardin, or could be anywhere?
See a minute. But according to this, anywhere. There were two sides of the yardin. Let's say you had two sides of the yardin, eilech ve'eilech here and here, oy bishnei avati lois. You had two different regions in the country. In the same, under the same dominion, but two different regions. Keep going. Shall Nemer and Nemoidi, two cities like Nemer and Nemoidi, they don't combine, even though they're very close to each other. Amid Starfin, because you cannot get from point A to point B. The Ain Tzarich Lema, you don't have to say Chutzal Oretz Oretz. If you have some in Chutzal Oretz Oretz, you cannot combine them. Now, I can understand. Maybe in the rivers, you may be talking about you can't cross over. I can understand in two regions. Maybe there's no, you cannot get from one to the next. Or the chutzlar that is raw, why can't you walk? Just walk over. Well, chutzlar is kimakir yesh gavur to get shlami. It's as if there's a bridge that you can right cross over. There's no river that's intersecting them and so on. Uktani le mistarif and mistarif. Something doesn't sound right. If the vort is like he explained. Like Rab Ami explained, and why Chutz Lo Yisrael cannot combine.
But it means in the time of the Gemara, the Yarden was not the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it must have been.
What about the other, even if it is? Or about the other, what's the vert? You said the vert of Yarden, let's say Yarden is about it. You said the vert that you cannot cross over. What about with the No River? Aku, up there, you go north. I'll give you another reason altogether. Chibar Abba says, and you know what the fourth part of Meir is, Dafka the Yarden, Dama Kro. It says in the part, passing reference to the Yarden, by Yarden, Yig Beloisa, that the Yarden should be his boundary, Lefas came on the eastern side. Yeah, so what's the pasuk saying here? Hakosuv osu gvul bifnei atzma. The Yarden, the Tzeda, made it into a separate boundary, and therefore you cannot combine the ma'isa from one side to the other side. Why did the Tzeda call it a gvul? For that reason. Elamiyatev, so you tell me that every time you use the word boundary means that it totally separates one from isolates one from the next. But the question when it comes to all the shvatim, and it explains each shape, and it says v'soyed hagvul v'nosel v'vazyam, the gvul turned and went towards the yam, and then it goes through all the different parts and says the word gvul, and you tell me as well. So but every shavit, it says v'soyed hagvul, that means every shavit you cannot have behemoths on one side of the one shavit and behemoths on another shavit, they cannot combine even though they're right next to each other. So, because if that's the case, then why talk about chutzlars and so? Say even better, in etzel gufa, one shevet or next shevet. Hachi nami hakasav also gufa neatzmei. Say more shiny hasam. No, there etzel so is different. Amakra. There's another pasuk where it says that zois ti lechem ha'aretz legvulei sel. So this should be the entire etzel with its boundaries. Sounds like them that one that etzel everything there is part of etzel. So he makes it into one eretz. Kul etzel gvul lech is one boundary. Yochim so yad nami eretz. So the Yarden also should be included in Yisrael, and with the edit of the Yarden, the only thing that we combine is anything that's in Eretz Yisrael, but not the Yarden. So the Gemara says, who says the word is the Yarden, that's why you only choose Yarden. Rabbi Ami that says that the word is you cannot cross over, and then why Yarden? Listen to the Kulin, there's any river. The river intersects between the two, Kasha, it's not a problem. Let us say if Yarden is considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not. Is Yarden part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Actually, it's a big machlekes regarding Eber Yarden is a part of Eretz Yisrael. How far do we say it goes part of Eretz Yisrael? But here the Gemara has machlekes of Yarden. It's connected there. It says ki atem oivri mesa Yarden. You're going to cross the Yarden. The Eber says they're going to cross the Yarden el el Kenan. You can cross the Yarden to Eretz Canaan. Sounds like the Yarden is not part of Canaan. Eretz Canaan, well, Yarden is Canaan. You go to Eretz Canaan, but the Yarden itself is not part of Canaan. Even Abuda, Mem Seder, Shem Yechoyamir, Hadiyamir, it says in Pasik that the two and a half Shvatim took their portions, Me'evil, the Yarden, Yerechoy, they took the portions on the other side of the Yarden, Yerechoy, Kedma Mizrach to the eastern side. Ma Yerechoy is Eretz Canaan. Yerechoy definitely is Eretz Yisrael. Av Yarden is Canaan. We compare to Yerechoy, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara, so Inzim Machlek is where the Yarden is part of Israel, and surely then Abraham the Yarden. So right here he sees Machlek tonight. Omer Abba Bachon Rabbi Yechanan, because of him, hey. Ain Yarden el beis Yerech el Mata. Where is the Yarden? The Jordan River travels far north, which part of the Yarden, only from Yerech and further south. Anything above the Yerech is not considered Yarden. Why? Because it's bottled compared to all the other rivers around. Ulamatu Mahichza, Mainaf Minna, Elim, and if a guy makes a nether, for example, that he's not going to have any Hano to drink from the waters of, say, of Yarden, but above the Yerech he can. Halech Achalosh Mini Adam doesn't make a difference. People call the entire area Yarden. Halech the Yarden, Italy, anyway, it's called Yarden, is also El Maisa Behema, regarding Maisa Behema. We just said, when did we say that the Yarden is considered Yarden and we have animals on one side and animals on the other, they don't combine? Only from Yerech and south. Tanya Namach, we learn, Yarden, Yoitze, Yarden, where does it come from? Where is the origin from the Yarden? Me'odot Pamayis. It comes from Me'odot Pamayis, which is the Shevet done. Well, Mahalach B'yomah Shal Sivchi, then it goes through the Sea of Sivchi, B'yomah Shal Treyeh, passes through Treyeh, B'yomah Shal Zdoim, where Heilich V'Neuflim eventually falls into the Mediterranean. Then Yarden, but when is the status of Yarden? Only even though it starts much higher, when is it treated as a Yarden from Yerechim below? Why is it called Yarden? Yoyreid Middon. The word Yarden is Yoradon. It starts from Pamais, which is Don's area. You learn from there. Anan Mahocham Masin Lobin from another pasuk. Not the name of Yarden. It says by Don. That they had a fight with a city called Leshem and they captured it. And it says, "Vayikru Leshem Don." They called Leshem Don. B'shem Don of in the name Don, their father. Leshem zu Pamayis. Leshem Pamayis. That's the source of the water of the Jordan. But Tanya Yitzi Yarden Moder Pamayis. That the Yarden comes out from Moder Pamayis. So see, it comes from Don.
What's enough Kamin if you learn it from?
I don't know.
From one place or the other.
Yeah, not enough Kamin at all.
Which is normally if they bring two opinions.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're right. Omer of Kanda, Zachrus of the Yarden, where's the main part of the Yarden? Is Memorah Pamais. Memorah Pamais. Hechadam Aloshatin Mai, Memorah Pamais. Itzale, if a guy says I won't drink water from the Yarden, it starts from Memorah Pamais. Bekula, Itzale, Bekula Yardona. If he says, I will not drink water from Orat Pamayis, he's also to drink the entire Yadin, because all the water of the Yadin comes from Orat Pamayis. Zachrusa, the Doma, Kavda, where is the main blood in the person? His liver. Rabitzchak says, Dom, Rabitzchak, Kove, liver, Shinimur, that disintegrated, Metame, Bedevius, does not have a din like flesh, but has a din like blood, which is Metame, Bedevius. Zachrusa, the Maya Poros, he said that the. That Zohar, that the main waters of the world come from Paras. What do you mean? If you know what I have, Hanoidim in May Paras. If a guy says, I will not drink the waters of Paras, also Bechol May Mishra Eilu. You're not drinking any water because all the water in the rivers in the world come from Paras.
It's Euphrates, isn't it?
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Chidam, what are you talking about? Ilay, Madam, Allah, Shatinim, and May Mishra, I won't drink May Paras. May Paras, Allah, Shatinim, means only May Paras. Haman, not Achin, Shatinim. Of course, he'll drink other, because remember you said before, Halech, Achal, Ashram, and Yadam. That's what people mean. I will not drink any water that originates in Paras. And that's all the waters in the world. Let me have Kol Hanoris. That all the rivers, Lemata Mishalish Nodis, the four rivers that Taylor mentioned, the Bereshis. All the rivers are lower than the three rivers. All the rivers in the world come from these three rivers. And the Gimel Nodis, Lemata Mishalish. These three rivers, their sources from Paras. But don't we have Enosa the medallion? We have waters that are much higher on mountains. There's rivers and mountains that are much higher than Paras. How do they get there? These are the ladders of Paras, that they flow under the mountain and then they climb up. It says the fourth river, Paras, it sounds from the Torah that all four are equal. You're telling me that it's three in one, that one is the source of everything. Says, it says in the Pasuk, but by the Paras, it says, who Paras? What do you mean, who Paras? Who, that this is the source of everything. This is the beginning of everything. Because when it says, V'nar Yoytze Me'edin, the river that's going from Eden, the Paras is that river. Tandi, that Me'er says, Yuval Shmoy, that the name of Paras is actually Yuval. Tell the Pasuk, Shem B'vahoyah, Eitz Shosol Mayim, the water planted in the water, while Yuval, Yishal Shosol, while Yuval, and that it's all their roots, it goes to all the waters of the world. V'lom Nikash, my Paras, the wife called Paras, Shemeimav, Parim V'rabim, that its waters continues to multiply. That means the waters of a river doesn't come from rainwater, it comes from within itself, it comes from underneath, from springs underneath. And this Messiah El Shmuel, support Shmuel. You're not allowed to go into a mikveh that is zeichlin, that is flowing, unless it's a spring. Otherwise, you need Ashbayt, you need it in one place. So what about a river? A river, do we say that most of the water of the river comes from itself, from its springs underneath? Or is it from rainwater? Because rivers flow. And if it's rainwater, then you cannot use a river to go to mikveh because it flows. But if it's from itself, then it's spring water, and you're allowed to. So Amash Moshul says, not a river. Mikifei mivrich, it multiplies from itself, and therefore you cannot go to the mikveh in a river. This argues with Rav. Rav Ami is the name of Rav. Mitra, rain, the Marova in Israel, Sada Rabba Paras. If it rains in Israel, the testimony to that is Paras. Because Paras travels from Israel to Bavel. And if it rains a lot in Eretz Yisrael, then it gets a lot of rainwater. So then we see suddenly that Paras is water going, as Euphrates is going into Bavel, it suddenly it increases. So Taisa brings to Harai, we had a whole discussion before, because the Pashto Pshat in the Chumash is that the Paras starts out in Bavel and works its way to Israel. He sees all the way around. And Taisa said a week ago, I told you that he said he spoke to this expert who told him that now the water of Paras comes from Israel, flows from Israel to Bavel. And here the Gemara says so clearly. Avod Shmuel, but Shmuel's father did not listen to his son. He made for his own daughter his mikveh b'yom nisan. In Nisan, after the winter, he had all the rainwater. He would not let them go into the river because there'd be more rainwater than itself. Even though Shmuel said that every river has enough water of its own, more than rainwater. Umefatze b'yom tisha and tisha, he would put mats. There would be so much mud there that he put mats on the ground. There shouldn't be a chatzitza. mikveh b'yom nissen. Why did he make a mikveh in nissen time? So v'lo karav domar rav amim rav mitra b'mar rav if it rains in Yisrael, sahadu rav b'poras, then poras is a witness to that. Shem b'yibar noit v'nal zoichlin, so much rainwater might be more rain than there is of its own, and therefore you're not allowed to use zoichlin. The majority of the water will be rainwater, and therefore you cannot use that as a mikveh, at least in this time. The rest of the year, when it's not rain season, we're not worried. It's only in the rain season. So he's worried. He would have placed mats on Tishrei because of the mud.
So if he's worried about it, why did he make the mikveh during the Nisan when that's where the problem is?
He made them. You're allowed to have rainwater. It's only still. It's flowing versus still. Yeah. What do you call it? Pleaded that Shmuel himself argues himself. Shmuel said, "Ein hamayim nitarim bezoichlin." Shmuel over here said that even in Nissan you can use a river because there's more water from within itself than rainwater. But elsewhere he said, "Ein hamayim nitarim bezoichlin." Shmuel elsewhere said that water is not, you cannot use a river. Only the only time you can use it is paras tisha. Tisha you can use paras because then it'll be more in its own water than rainwater. But in this one you cannot use paras because it'll be more rainwater than water of its own, which is exactly the opposite of what he said before. So he argues with himself. Which he said first. Says you want to Mishnah halakech. If somebody buys animals, you were gifted potter ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema, you only give an animals that were born in your flock, not if you bought it. How do you know that? It says in pasuk b'choy b'necha titanli. It says give me a b'choy b'necha. It says titanli, but b'choy b'necha. Why are we comparing it? And then it says kein tasa l'shoychel tzoncho. So we're assuming kein tasa is not talking about b'choy. We'll soon see how we know that. So about ma'aser behema, and it's comparing ma'aser behema to b'choy. What do you know about b'choy behema? You don't buy children. It's only if you gave birth to the child. Kein tasa l'shoychel tzoncho. Ma b'necha ein b'lekoach matana. Just like your own children, there's no din of b'choy. If you bought it, it doesn't make sense. So too, your sheep is not applicable. There's no ma'ase behema if you bought it. How does ma'ase behema come in? It's talking about a b'choid. On makro, it says the pasuk kein tasa. Do the same thing with your share and sign. And therefore, remain in your b'choid since it's not applied to b'choid. Why not? Because the b'choid has to do with birth of the mother. It doesn't make a difference animal or person. It can only be birth of peterech. And therefore, must be talking about something else. So it will be attributed to ma'isa behema. The la'isa ba'asiya, ela, the b'lechem kodesh, when it comes to b'choid, has to do with that it was born peterech manat. It's no inyala ma'isa behema. It's referring to ma'isa behema. If you bought it, you don't have to pay. But you might have aim to some other kind of behemoth. Behema tenu inyin l'chatzas l'osham. Maybe it means when it comes to karma chatza osham, you cannot donate a karma chatzas on osham if it was bought. It has to be your own. Do me the milcha, ma bin, as much as no. Since we're comparing it to a b'choir has nothing to do with sins, so too, a chattas and osram have to do with sins. How can we talk about that? But no, ma is a behemoth. Ma bin chosheen the ba'al chet, nothing to do with sins. Av tzoin chavashar chosheen the ba'al chet. Has to be talking about animals and no with sins. If you buy it or you gifted it, you cannot make it into a kaddish. Okay, forget chet. What about tenulin lo'oil l'shlam ha'inu, talking about ma is a behemoth, maybe a carbon oil, a carbon shlam, which has nothing to do with a sin. Even though we had before, a carbon oil comes on a saying, we had a if that's considered a sin or not. I'm going to say again, do me the bincha. Ma bincha, your son of b'chayr. She'ein abo b'ned v'dova. You cannot decide, okay, I'm going to make my son of b'chayr. Either he is or he isn't. Av tzoycha. Ushoycha has to be something. You cannot make a neder. And like ma'isa b'heima, there's no neder. Ma'shein kein oyla and shlamim, you can make a neder. I'll bring an oyla. V'heima terein lo oyla z'riya. What about an oyla z'riya, the carbon you bring in Yom Tov, which is not up to you? And when I say, do me the bincha, ma bincha sh'ein kavul lezman, there's no fixed time. Whenever it happens, av sh'orcha v'tzorcha kavul lezman. An oyla z'riya has to be brought up the first day Yom Tov, or you have the entire Yom Tov to make it up. Ma sh'ein kein, and ma'isa behema, and b'choy, both of them, and whenever it happens, it happens. And ma'isa behema, you can do any time of the year you want. Ima bincha eina b'kur klal, so l'chayda, if you're going to compare it to, almost finished. If you're going to compare it to b'choy, a b'choy does not shaykh to buy it any time. So according to you, ma'aser behema, I don't care what stage of the animal's birth you bought it, it can't work. Alama, why Amar Abasi? Abasi said, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, lokach asora ubre. If you bought 10 pregnant animals, b'mei iman, 10 animals were pregnant and had babies inside them, kulam Yom Nichnosin Ledilis Aser. When they're born, they're Kapan Maiser. L'chayde, you bought them. But because they were pregnant, you bought them while they're in the mother's womb, you chayve Maiser. By B'chayde, it doesn't work that way. By B'chayde, you could buy a person and say, I want to be B'chayde, it doesn't work that way. It's either it was born Petarechem or not Petarechem. On Makro, Rav answers, on Makro, it says in Posig, Tas says, if a chain tas, they should do the same thing. So when am I telling you cannot buy or gifted? Bishas asiya, when you're doing it, mi etak kosev, the Torah is referring to. When the time, when the road to start giving maisa, you cannot give maisa on a baby while it's in the womb. You can only give it once it's born. And from that moment onwards, if you buy it or you are gifted, you're not chayvim maisa behemah. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shaskin.